It's a Tuesday. Time now for our Tech Talk segment on WATD. I'm Rob Hacklow along with Lisa CCNN. Time to check in with our computer expert. That's David Snell over at Axe Smart IT in Pembroke.
Hi, David. Good morning.
Good morning, Lisa. Good morning, Rob.
Morning, David. All right. So this week we are talking about Amazon changing its search algorithm. Love those algorithms. Always sounds like it's really a word that only math people can do.
It's very fancy.
Computer programmers. Work on a new algorithm. David Snell could work on an algorithm. You and I can just spell it. All right. So this is...
I can't even spell it.
Algorithm. Okay. So this is something, I mean, all these search engines and companies have some type of program that makes these things work, right, for when we look for stuff.
Exactly. It helps the search engines optimize what we're looking for and find it in the most expedient and proficient manner. Except Amazon altered their search algorithm, as you mentioned, and this happened last year, unbeknownst to many folks until the Wall Street Journal reported on this yesterday. But they reportedly changed the way that the brands that it shows, including its own brands, get to the top of the list or the head of the search.
Okay.
Which it could be a challenge in some people's minds.
Okay, so this can be confusing because you may not know what you're looking for, what you need, and so you just think, okay, well, I need to go to Amazon and type. Like, I'll just tell you my most recent search. It was for lunchboxes for the kids getting back to school, and I type in lunchboxes, and I'm just assuming what's popping up first happens to be maybe the most popular based on the customer reviews. Is that what's happening, or no?
That's not always the case. What's popping up for us now in many cases is the product that Amazon makes the most money on. So if it's more profitable for them, that's what you'll see first. Hopefully you'll click buy now and move along with your purchase and make them more money. But, you know, when you think about this, it's no different. It's really no different than what happens in a retail environment or a drugstore or a supermarket. They merchandise their stores with the end caps right up front, with these seasonal items. They make the most money on it. They're going to try to entice you to buy as you walk past them to get to the back of the store where the thing you really want is, the milk or the bread or whatever.
Yeah.
So it's been happening in retail for years and years and years, mm-hmm. and we just kind of don't think about it anymore. Now Amazon has taken the same tact with how they present their product to us, the consumer.
I think it's tough because we, you know, how much do we have to wade through to actually find the product that really suits us the best? That's the hard part for me. Like, I don't want to sit through and scroll through page after page of lunch boxes. You know, there's certain things that I need it to do. And, so the way I combat this is I'd prefer to crowdsource from people, again, using this example, that have kids that have lunch boxes. So I'll ask, you know, what brand do you like? What brand do you use? And then I'll try to go in and look that brand for that brand specifically, or look it up in Amazon, because I find it overwhelming to just type in two words, lunchbox, and just have it, you know, what am I looking at? I don't know.
I totally agree. You're exactly right, because when I go to Amazon, I'm looking for a specific item at the best possible price. I'm not looking for a generic search term like lunchbox. I want a Captain America lunchbox or a Paw Patrol lunchbox. I want something that indicates my need and not just a generic term. So the better we become at searching, the more fruitful our searches on Amazon will be. Whether it's the most profitable item for them or not, it'll meet the needs that we have buying the particular product.
Mm. All right. So, I mean, is this, what are the, I guess aside from looking bad, is there anything illegal about this? Because as you said, what's the difference as opposed to a store, you know, putting their, you know, maybe their, the Walmart brand or the supermarket brand product maybe in a better place than the name brand, because Amazon is still a company, or Google, can they do whatever they want because it's their own store in a sense?
Essentially, they can, but, you know, Amazon's legal team has raised concerns about this idea, pointing out their decision that fined Google $2.7 billion in 2017 for elevating its own comparison shopping service and search results. So there's a precedent in the courts that could cause Amazon to have to pay some fines. And in our day and age, anyone can sue anybody for anything, so we can expect this to get into the courts or become some type of a settlement in the future.
All right. Wow. Okay, so is it maybe a why some websites now will say something about sponsored content? If they provide some kind of written thing saying this stuff is promoted, could they get around it that way better?
But I don't know how they would be able to do that if it's just because the item that they're selling, whether it's from another seller or from their own coffers, has a higher profit margin. They're not going to say to you, we make more money on this, so buy this, please.
Yeah, I suppose, yeah, they probably couldn't come out as direct as that. Now that you mention it, that might, yeah. All right, so you were talking about, I guess, in the article that some of the programmers, as just like in any company, might be against it on philosophical levels, as opposed to being against the company's motto, although, you know, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, against your ethics, because it's supposed to be customer above all else, but now it looks like the Amazon folks are putting profit above customer above all else. So the programmers weren't happy. They have a special team called the A9 team. That's a group that does this, and there's some internal battling going on. So we're going to have to wait and see where this all fleshes out in the future. But there will certainly be more information coming to light on this in the next week or two as more governments and federal people get involved in this.
Wow.
Interesting.
Wow. Interesting stuff there. So things to think about when you shop. I suppose, as always, sometimes you might have to do a little more research than you want to as to what item is being shown to you.
Lisa, I love your idea of crowdsourcing. That's the way you should do it.
Yeah.
Find out what everyone else likes, and then always when you shop on Amazon, check the reviews, because sometimes the reviews, although the item looks like it's exactly what I want, sometimes the reviews will turn me off on it.
I know, and sometimes I don't know if the reviews are real either. It's very tricky.
If there's one review and it's five stars, I steer clear.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is the best ever. I love it. Yeah. No, you're right. I suppose you ask another mom or something about a lunchbox. I suppose what would it be to them? They're not trying to sell you something.
Right.
For the most part, I hope.
That's right.
I just want user experience.
Yeah.
That's it.
Just say you'll go to the Tupperware party. You'll be fine. All right. David's got all the info. Let's see. Where can you go to read the blog?
Let's go to xmonit.com. Click on my blog link and go to 959waatt.com, and you get a link from Rob and Lisa's morning show.
You got it.
Thanks, David.
Thanks, David.
Have a great day.
You too.
It's our TikTok segment. We do it every Tuesday at this time on WATD.